Colorado Congressman Doug Lamborn clarified his position this week on funding for the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, saying that he supports NREL but has serious concerns about the funding for the Department of Energy's efficiency and renewable energy programs. The clarification comes from Lamborn signing a letter earlier this month that called for the defunding of the programs that fund the laboratory in Golden. Patricia Calhoun from Westward, did Lamborn simply misunderstand the letter he was signing, or did he succumb to local pressure regarding NREL?
You know, it's almost impossible to tell what he meant by signing that letter. It's not hard to read a letter like that and understand what you're doing. His backpedaling didn't make a lot of sense. And the irony is, we should have a good discussion on NREL, which started over 30 years ago here as the Solar Energy Research Institute. I'll probably disagree with David. I think most of the investment has been worthwhile. We need to have other alternative energy sources. You're not going to get people to make a lot of advances in solar without some help from the government. But certainly some of the places they've spent their money has not been really wise.
Dave Koppel from the Independence Institute.
You know, my grandfather, growing up on a farm in Iowa in the early 20th century, had a windmill on the farm, just like his Dutch ancestors had had for a long time, amazingly without government subsidies. Efficient, viable forms of energy can stand on their own, and what we've seen is the Obama administration has really continued the Cheney ideal of corporate welfare for energy companies, and it's simply a shift of who the favorites are to get taxpayer money. Certainly, some of the funding that ought to be cut out of NREL is their propaganda function, as when Spain and Denmark did studies finding that their corporate welfare programs for big wind had been total failures, wasted hundreds of millions of dollars, and cost those countries a lot of jobs. NREL did the rebuttal. They ought to leave the corporate propaganda for big wind to the corporations instead of having it produced at government expense.
Look, Dave, nuclear energy relied on government subsidies, government research. Solar energy is somewhat of a space age technology, as they used to call it when industry relied on government research. To some extent, some of these high tech methods of getting energy require somebody to do some heavy lifting in R&D. And a lot of companies just aren't going to go there unless the ball is a little closer to the goal line.
Soft bigotry of low expectations. Businesses can make money on their own. Nuclear was a special exception. Nuclear was a special exception because it also happened to be a weapon that turned into civilian uses.
Maybe we can create a sun death ray.
I invest in solar companies. They don't need corporate welfare.
All right. Kirk Siegler from KUNC.
Yeah, an interesting backpedaling there on Representative Lamborn's part. I mean, can you have it both ways? I mean, that seems to be the question. You can't say you weren't targeting NREL when NREL is the major federal lab that handles a lot of the funding of renewable energy projects and efficiency projects and a lot of the research. That said, Lamborn is obviously a hardline conservative, and there's obviously a growing sense of frustration among hardline conservatives in Congress that there's all of this money, as I said, twofold increase in federal funding for the federal labs such as NREL during the Obama administration, the stimulus. That's not translating right away into mainstream clean energy or clean energy being mainstream. It's research. It takes a while. In the meantime, though, it does employ thousands of people out there, and I think that might have been why the immediate step back from the earlier statement or the signing of the letter.
I think that's probably correct. Alicia Caldwell from the Denver Post editorial page, about 30 seconds.
You know, it's difficult to say whether he backpedaled or he just we know he got a lot of pressure from fellow Republicans in Jefferson County and other places saying, hey, wait a second, you know, NREL's great for us economically. Lamborn turned into us a more nuanced argument that I think is worth having that had to do with the type of research that goes on at NREL.
And pure research versus applied.
Right. Whether it's, you know, are they subsidizing companies too much by doing things they would otherwise, companies would otherwise do, or are they really sort of busting barriers?
Whether from local pressure or clarified federal funding, it looks like NREL still enjoys local support. For our media partners at KUNC, I'm Raj Chauhan.